Okay, since I started to talk about realization of the inner knower, the direct, spontaneous, natural byproduct of the realization of the inner knower is that the internal person in unity with the innermost person enters the essential channel. The internal person is from the beginning at the top of the essential channel, but he is just on the surface of it. So the byproduct of the realization of the inner knower is that the internal person changes his position. So we speak about two levels of the main two levels of realization in that respect. One is what we call the realization of the supreme person. Second is the realization of the primordial person. But before that can happen, the internal person in unity with the innermost person has to sort of move down in the essential channel. Meaning not just being in the front of the external person, he moves actually down. And this is what we refer to as the inner person. The inner person is the unity of the internal person and the innermost person realize as the aftermath of attaining the inner knower. The thing about the person that he cannot surrender directly at the beginning. He is sort of pulled into the surrender via the realization of the inner knower. So here we have this interesting situation. The inner knower is realized, and the in a person is sort of a hovering about him. He is deeper in the essential channel, but he is still not one with the inner knower. And the next step in our evolution is actually so important, to absorb the person in the inner knower. And how it is done? How is it achieved? The internal knower, which is already inside the conscious me, is reaching out into the inner person, absorbing in the inner person, and then pulling him into the conscious me. So it kind of goes up, absorbs in the inner person, and then he falls down into the conscious me. Into the base subjectivity of the inner knower. There's one step that I forgot to mention, is that after the realization of the inner knower, which is the unity of the internal knower and the conscious me, there is still vertical development. Meaning that the inner knower is moving more downwards toward the bottom of the headspace, being supported by the fundamental me, and he is supposed to reach the state of vertical absence. Even before the person is merging with him. That happens at this region of what we call the upper essential tantien, the bottom of the forehead. Basically, the inner knower is supposed to reach the absolute. Or was just empowering his relationship with the person. So here we have the inner knower in the state of vertical absence. And we have a term for it, absolute knower. So even though the realization of the inner knower has a profound effect of the internal person, I would say that only after the realization of the absolute knower, which is the inner knower in a state of vertical absence, there's enough pull, enough force to pull the internal person or the inner person into the state of absence. Otherwise, even though the unity of internal person and the innermost person has already entered the essential channel, there's not enough force to fully absorb it into the inner knower. It's just hovering there. This is why coming to the realization of the absolute knower is so important. To give him that high empowerment to pull into himself the person. But the thing about the person is, at that point, he cannot do much . He is being surrendered via the activity of the internal knower. I know it's difficult to understand, but perhaps you can feel it. So the internal knower, which is merged with the conscious me, in this case it is the absolute me. Absolute me is basically the same as the conscious me. It is just in a state of vertical absence. It's reaching out into the inner person, merging with the inner person, and then falling back into the absolute me. So basically the internal knower is the one that is pulling the person into the absolute me. He becomes one with the person, self-absorbing and falling back into the absolute me. And somehow pulling the person into the absolute me. But it is a gradual process. The first part of the inner person which is pulled into the absolute me, is the innermost person. So innermost person somehow separates from the internal person in order to merge with the inner knower. And we call that the realization of the supreme knower and the supreme person, because the innermost person actually becomes one with the internal person. They become one center, which is actually quite unique. It is universal and it is personal. It's very difficult to describe it. One thing is certain, that the experience of the inner knower reaches a high level of personalization and empowerment. But still, the internal person is sort of a hovering above the inner knower. He is still not one with the inner knower. He is experiencing that region where originally the conscious me was experienced, in the middle of the forehead, while the inner knower is experienced at the bottom, or the supreme knower is experienced at the bottom of the forehead. Now comes an interesting question. Am I experiencing the inner knower? Or am I experiencing the absolute knower? Or am I experiencing the supreme knower? How do I know if the innermost person really merged with the inner knower? It's very difficult to answer. One thing is certain, it is more personal. Because the innermost person, after all, is an extension of the internal person. So even though internal person is still not merged with the inner knower, he is contributing to the experience of the inner knower from a distance through his extension, which is the innermost person. You need to feel the things, because no matter how I struggle to explain this subject conceptually, you need to feel what it is that I'm talking about within yourself. But it is a very interesting question. How can you distinguish between the realization of the initial realization of the inner knower, when the internal knower merges with the conscious me, from the supreme knower, when the innermost person merges with the inner knower? I'm not necessarily wanting to give you simple answers. You need to contemplate these things. You need to find the answer in your actual experience. Just to give you a simple help in this matter, the difference between the Supreme Person and the inner person and the Supreme Person is that the Supreme Person is more personalized. Like you feel like there's a more of a person inside that identity. And then the next step is absorbing the internal person himself into the inner knower. Which happens, by the way, through the same principle, based on the same principle, the internal knower, which is, by the way, now one with the innermost person, is reaching up into the internal person. Self-absorbing in the internal person and then falling back into what now we call the Supreme Me, which is basically the higher experience of that base subjectivity of the inner knower. And it's not a one-time event. That's why we speak about this circular self-absorption. He needs to absorb in the internal person, pull it down, but it is quite likely that the internal person again floats up, separates himself from the inner knower. So we need to cultivate. We need to go through that process of circular self-absorption to make sure that the internal person stays put in the inner knower. It is no longer floating up, separating himself out from the inner knower. So the a new question is, how do I know if I indeed experience the primordial person, which is where the internal person is absorbed in the inner knower? How do I know? So difficult. To understand. These regions of consciousness are just the most subtle. And one can very easily misinterpret all these levels of realization. Oh, I am in the primordial person, even though one is not in the primordial person. One is not in the primordial knower. One just thinks that one is, even though it is not true. At all. So we need to have certain humility in respect to these different states of attainments, not just rushing out to reach the primordial knower, primordial person, primordial I am, or primordial, what is it called, immanent I am. People are rushing too much, not respecting the process, not having enough humility in respect to the process. Because there's a part of that human nature, people just want to attain things for the sake of feeling better, or creating positive self-image, or I have attained all these things. That is a wrong approach. It lacks humility. How many of you have reached the primordial person? You think you have, maybe you haven't. And that is not the point. It's not just about reaching or not reaching. It's about being in humble, intelligent, conscious relationship with your evolution. Not just getting some kind of ego satisfaction that, oh, I have reached the state. If your evolution is based on that ego seeking self-confirmation, that is pretty pathetic and ultimately ugly. You need to have the humility. You need to respect that there are regions of spiritual attainments that are just so sublime. So you need to question your attainment. You need to question whether indeed you are in that particular state. I mean, there are two sides to it. One is lack of self-confidence, or you keep doubting, oh, am I in that state? Maybe I'm not, and so on. Because every person has some kind of inferiority complex. They think they're not worthy to reach different states of attainment. They just live in a constant state of doubt. But there's this other extreme where people are too confident from a wrong place. Because their confidence is actually rooted in the lack of confidence. If they are desperately struggling to maintain their positive self-image, spiritual self-image. But the thing is that you need to verify your realization objectively, beyond that emotional clinging to your positive self-image, or beyond your psychological tendency to doubt yourself. You need to recognize what is happening there objectively. Anyway, so we have the realization of the Supreme Person versus the realization of the inner knower. That first realization of the inner knower, where the internal person, internal knower merges with the conscious me. And then we have the realization of the primordial person, primordial knower. How do you know whether you realize the primordial knower or the supreme knower? How can you make that differentiation? It's a very important question. And don't rush with answering it. Don't be overconfident about your realization. As I said, the element of humility is very important. Because if you don't have enough humility, you're just arrogant. There is this fine balance between self-confidence and humility. Too much self-confidence translates as arrogance. Too much humility translates as a sense of inferiority, being unworthy, and keeping doubting everything, all the states that you have reached. Keep doubting, you just live in this doubt. Because you do not own this realization. There's this gap between your intelligence and the actual realization. So there's this element of integration between your intelligence that is compatible with the principle of objectivity, with the actual experience. Anyway, how to distinguish if you experience the Supreme Person or the Primordial Person? The Supreme Knower or the Primordial Knower? It's so difficult to answer. Okay, primordial knower is when the internal person merges with the inner knower. That we know. But has it actually happened? There can be a big confusion here because you embody the inner knower. So there's pure attention, there's intelligence. And then there is the innermost person inside of it, which gives a higher level of personalization of the inner knower. So it kind of feels like it is me. It is who I am. It is the foundation in my pure subjectivity. But is it, has the realization of the primordial person really happened? It's very difficult to speak about these things. I try to do my best, but I'm still struggling to give some kind of a conceptual frame in order to help you to understand your experience, the lack of it. Okay, the simple way to make sure that you have realized the primordial knower, the primordial person, is that you can think from the inner knower, from the primordial knower. Because the innermost person, as in realization of the Supreme Person, even though he is personalizing the inner knower, he cannot think. He is, after all, an extension of the internal person. So he cannot think of his own accord. So there is an inherent intelligence in the inner knower, which can make you feel like you think from that place, but it is still not initially not the center of thinking. Unless the internal person enters the inner knower, you cannot think from this place. But the thing is that it is a very different kind of thinking. It's not reflective thinking. It's not conceptual thinking. It is what we call the innermost thinking. Meaning the kind of thinking that is not connected to the construct of your subconscious mind, your memories, your all the kind of mental associations that you have in your mind, it is a different thinking. Yeah. That's why we call it the innermost thinking. So we are thinking without concepts. I don't know how to call it, a feeling dimension of thought, intuitive dimension of thought. But one thing is certain, you can think from that place. Therefore, you can be in relation, conscious intelligence, and the conscious relationship from your intelligence with that base subjectivity of the inner knower, which in this case is the primordial me, and you can dive through that primordial me, which is at the same time the portal to the primordial I am, into the primordial I am. So there's a very particular kind of intelligence in operation, the innermost intelligence. It's not just knowing, because knowing is embedded in all the centers of consciousness, and so is intelligence. But they do not think. Here you can think. You can actually contemplate in a pre-reflective manner yourself, your relationship with the primordial I am, their thinking has nothing whatsoever common with your ordinary thoughts. It's a different kind of thinking. But still you can think. You are in control of your thinking faculty. So here you are in that primordial person, primordial knower. All the things related to the external person are forgotten. All these relative thoughts are forgotten. But you have still intelligence, you can think. That is the innermost thinking. You are not just absorbed in the primordial me. You are in a relationship with the primordial me. You are in a relationship with the portal to the universe, to the primordial I am. And if you pass through this portal via the, what we call the immanent absorption, you are in intelligent relationship with the primordial I am himself. So here we are, me, as the inner knower, me, as the deepest definition of the person. I am in a relationship with you, who is my creator. I recognize you. I feel you within my existence. But can I come closer? Can I dive into you? Can I get to you? Get to know you? Come inside you as the very source of my existence. That is intelligence. That is thinking of the highest quality. So realization of the primordial knower, primordial person, allows you to embody the inner knower with intelligence. And then from that place to create an intelligent, inquisitive, loving, conscious relationship with the primordial I Am. As the very beloved of your soul. And as the dimension, the ultimate dimension of your true Self.